I'm Nick Brinks, along with head coach of South Central Calhoun, Brian Case, as they fall tonight to the Van Meter Bulldogs, 10-6, the final score. And Coach Case, you talked with Jeff Blankman before the game. The quarterfinal has kind of just been a thorn in South Central Calhoun's side. I know Southern Cal, they won a championship the last couple of years, and then South Central Calhoun with the merger. 10 years, 6 trips to the quarterfinals, couldn't quite get over that hump here tonight. Van Meter holds on to win by 4. But in that first quarter, both teams were held scoreless. Second quarter, you guys took a brief lead there, 6-3. But I think the name of the game tonight, missed opportunities, whether it was just before halftime or down the stretch late in the ball game. You had opportunities, but just weren't able to put plays together to put those points on the board. Give us your assessment on the night in this tough loss.
Yeah, I mean, you're right, Nick. I mean, to be honest with you, I mean, the last 14 years, I think we've been in the quarterfinals or better the last 14 years. So we have a decent program. We know we have a decent program. But since we've been South Central Calhoun, like you said, 6 out of the last 10 years, we've been to this level, and we just can't get over the hump for whatever reason. And tonight, I mean, I was talking to you before we went on air here, that just it was a situation where we didn't make enough plays, and they did. We had opportunities. I think we had a couple opportunities in the end zone, and we didn't come down with receptions there. We missed a field goal. We had a PAT blocked. We missed a couple of opportunities, drop balls and so forth to keep drives alive. So whatever reason it was, I mean, we just weren't making enough plays, and they did. And for that reason, I mean, they're moving on with a 10-6 victory.
We knew coming in tonight, both teams were pretty evenly matched on paper. Really good defenses, averaging only giving up 5 to 5.5 points. Offenses scoring about 40 points a game. So it was a fun match to see, all right, is the offense going to win out? Is the defense going to win out? And both teams didn't allow more than 10 tonight, so I'd say the defense is won out. But what were they able to do on their scoring drive to take the lead in that second quarter? And then it was, I guess, the winning drive. But on that drive in particular, what were they able to do and take advantage of? You guys had them at the goal line. It took 3 tries inside the 3, but eventually they did get in. But what worked for them on that drive in particular?
Again, they just kept the drive alive. I mean, they kept plays alive, and they made some plays. There were some times where we had some outside backer stunts going on, and they just kind of filled the void. They had some kids that were just kind of checked down in those areas, and they made plays to keep the drives alive. That's just one of those things that when you're send pressure, I mean, you can live by that, but you can also die by that, and that's one of those things that kept their drive alive there in order to go down and score. At the same time, we had a penalty on that particular drive. I didn't know the running back came out of the backfield, and we had a lineman that kind of sat down and grabbed him. I wasn't going to let him get to the second or third level, and they called a hold on him that kept that drive alive as well. But those things happen, and we can handle aggressive mistakes. It's the dumb mistakes that we can't handle. And tonight, I don't know if we had a lot of dumb penalties or anything like that. It's just there were some times that we were out of position or so forth, or we stopped our feet, and again, they went out and they made some plays. Potoff's a good quarterback. He puts the ball where his receivers can go make plays, and they did that for him tonight.
10-6, the final. We're talking with Coach Brian Case of South Central Calhoun. They fall in the quarterfinals tonight. Let's talk about the last couple of drives. On offense, you had a couple opportunities with some throws to the end zone. You tried some trickery. You had a flea flicker in there. It almost worked. You hit the receiver, but good hits by the defender at the last second. But maybe catches that could have been made even with the hit. Talk about some of the decision-making there at the end and just some of the plays that weren't able to find pay dirt.
Yeah, I mean, that's we come down, we're close to the end zone a couple of different times, and, right before the half, we had run a little slip where we motioned our kid all the way across and then brought him all the way back across to the right side of the field, and he was wide open, and we just missed it. And then we ran a play we called Texas, and we had an opportunity. I thought that we were wide open in the end zone, had an opportunity to go make a play on the ball, and it just didn't happen for whatever reason there. But, their kid made a decent play. But I really thought we should come down with that one as well. But, those are the opportunities I'm talking about. You put those two in there, and obviously there's 14 more points. So, who wins the game at that particular junction? But, this is a tough one to take here, Nick. Just knowing that we had a good enough team to get over the hump this year, and it just didn't happen for us.
What does that tell you about your team? Obviously, Van Meter, they're a perennial power. They get to the Dome almost every year. You played toe-to-toe with them. You led for a little while in that second quarter. And again, just missed plays tonight, the name of the game. For most of the game, you guys had outgained them yardage-wise. You did have the one turnover. They didn't turn it over. What does it tell you about your team to know, all right, guys, we did not win. We could have won. Maybe we should have won. But talk about the team.
You know, we didn't win on the time of possession, and we didn't win on the scoreboard. But I think every place else on the field, I thought that we did. We have good kids, and we're going to bounce back, and we're going to be okay that way. But you can't take anything away from Van Meter as well. I mean, six out of the last 7 years, they're in the Dome. They're rated number one in the RPI for a reason. They had the number one defense, a scoring defense, coming into this thing in Class 1A. So you've got to give them a lot of credit as well. But we have good kids, and we're going to bounce back. We're going to be okay from this. The sun is going to come up tomorrow. It's just one of those things that we have to get through here, and it's going to be tough for the next 24 hours or so.
And one more thing before you go, always at the end of the season, you always like to look at the senior class. Obviously, they'll be graduating off. You've got a lot of big seniors that will be graduating this year. Talk about maybe a handful of them, and then if you want to highlight a couple of guys that you think will come up next year and really be good players for you.
I just talked about the seniors as a collective unit. This is a group that kind of sat down last November and came up with a some individual goals. They came up with some team goals, and obviously on there was getting through the quarterfinals, and they wanted to win the semifinal and obviously get to the championship game. But these guys did everything that we had asked them to do, and they went above and beyond. I mean, they got themselves in the weight room. They held other people accountable to do the off-season workouts. They get to the 7-on-7. They do everything that we ask them to do. Even during the season, they film study an awful lot. They do some things together. And they include everyone. So our senior class is this really special class, and they're definitely going to be missed. Our underclassmen coming back, I mean, obviously they've got their work cut out for them in order to maybe step up and take charge the way the senior class did. But we have good kids there as well, and I have full faith in those guys that they're going to make this thing continue. And like I said, I think we'll be okay moving forward. But this is going to be a tough one, a tough class. To replace.
Coach, I appreciate your time here. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Nick. Appreciate your time.
Brian Case, head coach of the South Central Calhoun Titans, as they fall tonight in Van Meter in the quarterfinal, 10-6, the final score.